Gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do when you are, it would mean the world to me if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast. If you could continue to tell a friend about the podcast, and then I would love to be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee, on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Slide in my DMs, let me know your thoughts, your feelings, if you have an idea for an episode, if you just want to chop it up, I will get right back to you, or if you want to hit me up old school way, email way, sportssalesconfy@gmail.com, it's all in the bio, the description, the link, the whatever you see this is, it's right there, hit me up, I'll get right back to you, and we'll kind of go from there. You know what I mean? This is the classic episode where I'm sitting around, I have about 15, 20 minutes, and it just sparks. I just get a lightning bolt that hits my head and say, holy shit, this is something that I'm thinking about. I should put it down on paper. I should put it down, not on paper, but on the voice memo. I should make this into a podcast because I think it's something super important that we're trying to strive for, and especially in that now these times, that to not go in and have that same thought process. And that's what I'm telling myself, so I thought I could, you know, talk to you about it. So I might be rambling here and there, but that's nothing new to you, because this is what I have on my idea. Not much has changed, as I kind of give a little life update. Not much has changed since the last episode, as it's only been a few days. So yeah, other than that, I mean, it's just been kind of snowing. You know, I'm going to have to do some more home improvement stuff, which I'm looking forward to, taking out cabinets, which I've never done, so I'm probably going to mess it up, but it kind of is what it is, and just spending time with the family. Super Bowl happened. That's what it was. Super Bowl happened. I did not see Tampa Bay blowing them out. I thought it was either going to be a close game or the Chiefs were going to blow them out. I did not think that it was going to go the other way. Patrick Mahomes is an absolute monster, and to watch him run for his life and then chuck the ball 30 yards on a dime with no legs underneath him, with him jumping, it was absolutely phenomenal to see. Tom Brady's the GOAT. I had some pain in my heart for him, but you know what? It was good to see him and Gronk win one, solidified. I mean, he might play till he's 45, honestly. I mean, if they had that talent around him, they can build that offensive line to make it even better. And Mike Evans said he'll take a pay cut to keep everyone together, So they're going to be scared for the next few years. It's going to be rough. But Super Bowl was good. I felt like it was boring. So it was what it was. I ate way too many nachos and I gorged myself and I felt sick that night because I just ate a bunch and I woke up with heartburn. And luckily I was able to find. Getting older sucks. When I eat pizza or if I eat anything like hot, which I do enjoy some hot wings. I do enjoy buffalo sauce on everything, like broccoli or pizza or whatever. I get heartburn that night. And if I don't eat Tums, I get woken up with acid reflux, and it is terrible. Like, an hour and a half, 2 hours into me sleeping, I get woken up, and it's awful, and it just messes me up. So I went downstairs, and luckily I found, two Tums that were, tucked away that probably expired, but I didn't really care at that moment. I just ate them and went back to bed, and we went from there. But that's my great life story. That's my great life update of I have heartburn now because I'm old and it sucks. and I have a lot more gray hair and I need a haircut, but it kind of is what it is. But let's get into why I want to make this podcast. Not to tell you I had heartburn, and not to tell you that Tom Brady is phenomenal and the Chiefs. I don't know. You know, I don't know what happened. But I wanted to make this because I want to talk about identifying needs. And sometimes it's tough for us to look past the one or the two items that we sell, or that we kind of, not manipulate, but we have these different avenues, but they're about the same product. And sometimes it's tough, especially when you're new into sales, or you're new into selling sports, or sometimes when you're very passionate about sports. And working for sports teams, we get pretty passionate about our team because that's our livelihood, that's our career. And when someone doesn't share that, we don't sometimes understand it. It's like, why wouldn't you want to come out to the game? But sometimes they don't want to come out to the game because we're not meeting their needs. We're not identifying their needs. We're not finding out why they want to come out, or why they want to market with us, or why they want to buy season tickets. And how we find out what their needs are and how we can identify those is by asking questions and listening. A lot of times we just want to talk. We want to talk, and we want to tell them why they want to come out and tell them why it's a good idea for them to spend money with us, but not necessarily finding out why it means something to them. So when I'm talking about marketing agreements, and when I'm talking with advertising and signage and all that stuff at the ballpark, I have to ask them why they want to be here. Why do they see value in working with me and working with the team? And it's because every answer is different. I have some clients that want it because they want to do B2B. They want to do B2C. They want to be looked at as a part of the community. They have a new logo that they're excited about. They're doing a rebrand. It's their 25th year. It's a community base. It's pumping up for something else. But, you know, they have a new product coming out, or they're opening a new location, or whatever it could be. But there's many different avenues or wants and needs for getting a sign rather than people can see it. I mean, people can see it, that's what they want, but why do they want that? And when I can figure out why they want that by asking questions and identifying their needs, then I can build up their program. I can really build up a partnership that is going to help them. Not just, hey, I'm going to slap a sign out in the outfield. Thanks. We'll see you later. Wait, you're trying to get people into your new location? Well, let's put the sign up for branding, but then let's also add in something else. By adding in something else, maybe it's a coupon, or maybe it's a buy one, get one, which is a coupon, which I just said. Or maybe it's a contest. We give away a gift card to drive people in. Maybe we add that. We add something else to the sign to, you know, make our partnership bigger, and you're going to get a better ROI out of it. When I was working with Little Leagues, and when I still work with Little Leagues, maybe not this year because we're not going to do groups, but when I talk to youth baseball, why do you want to come out to the ballpark? Why do you want to get tickets? Is it because you want to turn this into a fundraiser and make a little dough off it? Or do you just want to have a really fun community, camaraderie building night? Or maybe you're in the doghouse and your parents are kind of upset that you raised registration fees, so we can almost kind of hide that registration fee or that raise by including a free ticket out to the ballpark, which makes them, the parents, see value of, oh, I'm getting a ticket as well for my kid. Like, what can we do that we can add value to them that's going to really create a partnership? And especially now where budget's going to be a little lower, we're going to have to be moving around, it's going to be not like a normal year, we got to identify these needs and we got to talk. We got to listen, and then we have to respond with value and give up new ideas and figure out what's the best fit. Not just give me $1,000 so I can get my commission check. Not just sign here so I can hit my sales goal. But actually look, what is your need? Why do you want to come out? Why do you want to buy tickets? Why are season tickets a good fit for you? I don't know. I don't know what your answer is. But I can know if I ask, if I figure it out, if I'm working my steps and I'm identifying the needs. Maybe your season tickets is you want them to give out to your employees. Maybe you're just a diehard fan that you want to come out. Maybe you hate the local team, but you're a big fan of the rival, or you're just a big fan of the sport. Like a similar, like what Bill Simmons did when he was a season ticket holder for the Clippers. He just loved basketball. So he's like, I bought season tickets to go see the other teams, not the Clippers. I just wanted to see the other teams. And they were cheaper than the Lakers. Like, maybe that's a need. That's an honest point. But you got to ask. And if we're just telling and we're sitting here and we're like pointing our fingers of, you want to come out to the ballpark because it's fun, because we have a good time, because our mascot is cool, because people enjoy it, because it's a night out. If we tell them what their needs are, we're not going to build a partnership. Now, we might get lucky and they might say, oh yeah, this is great. And then they sign on, but then they can be gone quicker. We don't build partnerships by telling someone what to do. Think about it. If you're in a relationship with your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever, and they just keep telling you stuff to do, they just keep telling you of like, we're going to go eat here, or we're going to do this, or we're going to live here, and we're going to watch this movie. Eventually, you're just like, this isn't a two-way street. What am I doing? I'm out. Peace. That's what we don't want. We want a two-way street. We want them to come to our bar park, but we want to meet their needs. Why? Why? So then we can push on those pressure points. That analogy of like your boyfriend, girlfriend is terrible. And if you're in that relationship, get out. Beat it. Peace out. You don't need that. You don't need that junk. But that's what we got to do. We got to identify their needs. We got to add value so we can really build partnerships. You know, and that's what I got to tell myself, that when I'm making calls now, especially for marketing and especially for, you know, for seasons and everything where people are a little bit nervous and their budget might be a little bit tighter, and or they might have, you know, they might have actually more money, but because they have more money, they have more options. So how can I make sure that I can get a piece of that pie? How can I make sure that I can sell season tickets or mini plans or my groups or my sponsorship or my marketing or whatever I can do? How can I make that happen? And by making that happen is by getting all the information I need. So I have to ask questions. I have to listen and then respond. And it's very simple questions too. You know, my favorite question, I've said this multiple times when you're working with marketing and they just say, hey, send me something. I like to come back with, hey, listen, have you ever been to the ballpark? Great. What's something that you notice when you go to the ballpark, or maybe when you go to the stadium or a concert or whatever? What's something that you notice? Because, you know, odds are if you're noticing it, someone else is noticing it, and we can really create a unique idea. That's how I created the seat upgrade. That's how I created a fan cam. That's how I created a couple of these partnerships that have been here for 4 or 5 years that we've never had them before. And I'm not trying to, you know, say my shit doesn't stink. I made some bad partnerships as well. Don't get me twisted. They're not all home runs, but I made these because I asked the questions. I let them come up with this idea, and then I was able to deliver it on it. Some of my little leagues have been coming back to me every single year because I was able to figure out that they want to make money on it. So how can we make the most money for the league on this with still getting my cut? Well, I can do X, Y, Z. Or they want to do a community camaraderie part. Great. So I want to get the kids out on the field. I want to do a parade. I want to make sure I do a picture. I want to do a shout out during the game. I want to, you know, give them two first pitches. I want to give them a community building experience so they don't care that they're spending X on the tickets. They just want to have something to put on their Facebook page and remember it, so that the cool thing to do. And then in their minds, by coming out and having a really fun time, it's going to increase their revenue because people are still going to sign up. They're going to find value in playing Little League. So that's what we have to do, though. But I wouldn't know that if I hadn't asked the question and I wasn't having a conversation with them and I was just telling them that you can make money on this. You can make this into a fundraiser. The president might not care if it's a fundraiser. So therefore, if I'm telling them that, hey, you can make $5 a ticket and you can put this in your pocket and you can do X, Y, Z and you can make, you know, ABC and blah, 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 blah. The reason I'm saying blah, 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 because that's what the prospect is hearing, because they don't care about it. They literally don't care about it. So why would they spend their time on it or their money or their effort? Because it doesn't match their needs. Same thing with marketing. If I'm telling someone that, hey, this radio sponsorship is great because we have X amount of listeners and we can do, you know, Y and we can do all this stuff. If they don't care about radio, if they don't feel that that's a good avenue for them, but I'm just telling them what we can do and I'm throwing numbers at them of how they can benefit, if that's not their need, they don't see value in it at all. So I have to take a step back and I have to ask these questions. I have to listen and then respond. And I'm just jazzed up about this because right now is hunting season. Right now is we got to have our foot on the throat and we got to go after it. And we can't mess up deals that we have in the works because we're not listening. And we're not taking the necessary steps, that we're just telling people that, hey, come out to the ballpark, come out to the stadium. It's going to be fun. This is your value. No, we don't know their value. people value things differently. And just because we don't sell, I mean, if you're just selling groups, you're just selling groups. But those groups tickets mean something different to each group. Same thing as season tickets. Same thing as marketing. Again, I'm a broken record. I have a bunch of clients that have signs, and they want them for different reasons. B2C, B2B, community, like new location, new blah, 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 whatever it is. But it's different reasons why they all have that same sign. Some people just have a sign there because they like to come out to the ballpark and look at it. Because they say to them, it's, hey, I made it. I have a sign at the field. I've dreamt about this when I started the business that I wanted to go somewhere and see my sign. That's a real thing. But if I push that guy on, you're going to get clients from this, he would have been like, that doesn't mean anything to me because that's not my clientele. Like, this is not my clientele. You can't call me and I can't do this for you. Like, I'm a B2B, strictly B2B guy. So your customers don't care. I like it because I want to see my logo. I feel like I made it when I'm here. When I send clients here and they can see my logo, I feel like that helps. You know what? If I didn't ask that question of why are you looking for a sign here? And that's the thing. The questions don't have to be Einstein or Newton or crazy, you know, super intelligent questions. Right to the point. So why are you thinking about getting a sign here? You know, what are you looking for to accomplish? What would be your ROI? Why do you want to buy group tickets? What's more important to you? Like, straight to the answer. They're going to tell you. If they're a realistic buyer, they're going to tell you. So we just got to ask the questions and we got to be there and identify their needs and then capitalize on it. That's what we got to do. We can't tell people what to do. If we're telling people that they need to spend money with us, they're not going to spend money with us. So identify their needs and then go from there. And I'm hoping this has jazzed you up because I'm all jazzed up now. This is a short one. We're going to be like under 20 minutes. That never happens. I got big things in the works. Later this week, I'm doing an SSC Live. And then the week after, I probably got something else coming up. So I'm very, very excited. But I wanted to get this podcast out because I was all jazzed up about it. And we're trying to go from there. You know what I'm saying? So hope all is well with you. Follow me on social media. Continue to tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend to tell your friend about it because it's growing every single day. Like, subscribe, and review, leave a comment if you could on iTunes, Spotify. It might take you 90 seconds, and it would be amazing if you could do that. I think it helps with the algorithm. That's what I'm told. And follow me on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn. Or if you want to hit me up on email, sportssalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide into my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings, if you have an idea for an episode, and or just want to chop it up, we'll go from there. And like always, if you have the opportunity to sell something, you want to capitalize, make sure you're not telling them. Listen and go sell something. All right, peace.